Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
After 11 weeks, the maestro is the leader in the clubhouse. After a 5-0 week, Karis Allen, you are 34-21 on the year. Not too shabby, my friend.
Those are pretty good numbers, but don't think for a second I don't know the game that you're playing here. I've been out there in the newsroom listening.
I'm proud that you're listening.
We should call it the maestro hour.
That's right.
No, I get what's happening here. You're building me up, just waiting for the big collapse. And look, I understand.
Please, I don't think I can mush him. I mean, I got to be honest. Giannotti's mentioned it now for a couple weeks. We have been talking about it. I don't think there's anything we can do to mush what is this unbelievable freight train right now.
No, but that's not going to stop you from trying.
No. Listen. All I can tell is.
Here's what I'm focused on. Not even you. We're focused on the task at hand. We want a winning season. We need to keep the winning vibes going. So, yes, the goal is to finish first.
Well, that's what I was going to say is I walk in here and all I know is I see two guys on either side of me that are like laser focused. I mean, you got looks on your face like you are. You're very eager to get to this and to start the turnaround right now.
Listen, it's always the highlight of my week. The only thing I'll say is this is a tough card of games.
It is.
Tough card of games because you got a lot of good teams playing each other and then you have a couple of bad teams matched up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't love the card, but no excuses. Without further ado, the Week 12 edition of the Unlocks of the Week.
And here we go.
I want winners. I want people that want to win.
There's one thing I want you to do for me.
What?
Come here.
What?
Win.
What are we waiting for? Take this!
So, folks, after 11 weeks, the maestro, the leader at 34-21. I'm in second, 28-26-1. And Fleegs, after a 3-2 week, right there at 26-27-2. Let's get it started. I want another winning week. And for the first time all year, I am going to be fading my beloved Miami Dolphins. And it's okay to do it this year because, I'll be honest, the Dolphins losing games doesn't bother me. The Dolphins probably need to lose games in order to get that top draft pick. And I just think it's a brutal spot for them against Cleveland. Cleveland has extra time to prepare. The Miami Dolphins have put their entire secondary, or anybody that you know, is on the IR. Xavier Howard, gone. Bobby McCain, gone. If this is not the week that Baker Mayfield and company light it up, when exactly is it going to be? Beckham and Landry, remember, Jarvis Landry against his old team, should have a field day. You have Kareem Hunt now in the backfield. The only thing that scares me is Freddie Kitchens is a joke. That said, I'm taking the Browns. I'm laying the hefty number with Cleveland. I'll take them laying 10.5. Game two, we head down to the Bayou, to a team that was good to me each of the last couple weeks, and I'm taking them again. I'm riding the New Orleans Saints laying the 9.5 against the Carolina Panthers. I look at this game and I see two teams headed in complete opposite directions. The Panthers reeling, losing that heartbreaker to Green Bay, getting shellacked by Atlanta, and I think they're running into a buzzsaw. I think the Saints are starting to hit their stride offensively. Breeze is back. You got a big game last week out of Alvin Kamara, and they're just money in that building. I know it's a division game. Don't care. I'm laying the 9.5. Give me the New Orleans Saints. Game 3. Now, I faded this team a couple weeks ago, and I actually had success. I rode them last week, and it was dicey, and I sweated it out, but they found a way. I'm fading them again this week. I like the Dallas Cowboys plus the 6.5 against the New England Patriots. I just get the sense with New England's offense being the way that it is, this game will be down to the wire. The Cowboys, historically speaking, like to play a lot of these tight games when they are under that national spotlight. I'm not confident enough in saying that Dallas is going to go into New England and win. But there are a lot of matchups that I like here in this game. I think Dallas's offense is playing great. Dak is playing great. Zeke's running the football. Cooper, Gallup, Randall Cobb, you name it. I think this is going to be 27-24, 23-20, that type of game. All right, New England wins it late, so be it. I'll take the 6.5. Give me the Cowboys in game number 3. Game 4, Sunday Night Football. I've had this one circled all week. I like the Green Bay Packers plus the points against the San Francisco 49ers. And I know the Niners are good, and I know they're legit. The Packers off their bye. The Packers with something to prove. Aaron Rodgers with something to prove. I love him in these sort of spots. Getting 3 points. I think the Packers find a way to win this game outright. Niners, very unimpressive last week against Arizona. They were very lucky to win that game. I do not think they're going to have the luck on their side Sunday. I'm taking the Packers to win outright, but I'm getting 3 points. Might as well take them. I'll take the 3. Now, my final game, I had one of two games lined up. I'm probably going to choose the wrong game. I am going to avoid fading Lamar Jackson for the second straight week, even though, for what it's worth, my money will be on the Los Angeles Rams, and I will bet that game. That's a guarantee. But it will not be a part of the Super Contest. I'm going to fade another guy who's an MVP candidate. I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles laying a point against the Seattle Seahawks. I'm a big believer in finding spots that are undervalued, overvalued. To me, the Eagles are undervalued in this spot. They played really tough defense against the New England Patriots. They were beat up at wide receiver. Carson Wentz missed a couple of throws. Seattle's feeling their oats right now. They're feeling their oats. They're coming off their win of the year against the Niners. I think you get a letdown. I got a West Coast team coming to the East Coast. I'm riding the Philadelphia Eagles. E-A-G-L-E-S. Eagles. Laying the point. All right, Mr. Maestro, take it away.
I'm a little concerned. I'm looking at my list here, and I have picked 4 road teams this week. We're going to have to see how that works out. And I've picked a number of teams that I have really not touched very much throughout this season at all. That troubles me, too. Let me start off with the New York teams. I was very close to picking the Jets, actually.
I thought you were going to go in that direction as well.
I actually, it's right here. I circled it, but I've X'd it out. And I was going to stay away from the Giants, but the more I thought about it, I'm looking at the spread and I'm thinking, you know what? Giving me 6 points with the Giants coming off a bye week, chance to prepare, a chance to sort of clear their minds a little bit. I know they're still more banged up than you would like them to be at this stage of the game, considering they've had a couple of weeks off. But I'm going to take a shot here. Because I'm going to go with your take on Mitch Trubisky.
Oh, he's awful.
I know that you feel that way.
He's awful.
We're going to hope for that. I'm going to go with the Giants plus the 6 against the Bears.
Harris, I don't hate that play. I actually like that play a lot.
That's pick number 1. Number 2 is a team that I have taken several times and been successful with along the way. The one home team I'm picking this week, and that is the Buffalo Bills. Give me the Bills minus 4 at home to beat the 3-7 Denver Broncos. Pick number 3, you talked about the Falcons earlier. They've had a nice little run here. I think that run is going to stop this week. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Atlanta, plus 3.5 points. That's pick number 3. We've got two to go. Pick number four. The Redskins continue to be awful. I'm going to take the Detroit Lions.
I like that pick.
At Washington.
Seems so obvious, but I like the pick.
Well, you know, those are the games where, you know, as you always say, they know something that we don't know, but nevertheless.
Well, listen, last week I thought that with the Redskins and the Jets, and I couldn't have been more wrong. So
yep.
Ride that wave. Fade Dwayne Haskins all day.
Lions over the 1-9 Redskins minus the 3.5. And finally, I hate waiting till Monday night, but I did it last week and it was okay. So we're going to do that again. I heard you talking to Fleeg saying, you know, the Ravens can't win out here, but they may not. This is not going to be the week that they're going to lose a game, though. Ravens at L.A. against the Rams. Baltimore minus 3. I will take that as my fifth pick.
Well, there you have it, Mr. Maestro. We'll see if it's going to be another 5-0 week for you. Mr. Fuegelman, last but not least, take it away.
All right, well, first I'll do the three games. Unfortunately, I'm with you again on these. The two big favorites, I like the Browns minus the 10.5 and the Saints minus the 9.5. I feel like Fitz is due for that 3 or 4 interception game. He hasn't had more than 2 in over a month. That just seems like way too long. The Dolphins can't run the ball, and the Browns have a chance to sneak back into the playoff race in the AFC. They have a couple very winnable games on their schedule. They have the Dolphins. They have the Bengals twice. This is the chance for them to make something of their season. I'm scared of Freddie Kitchens, but for the rest of that team, I think they get something going here, and I think they win this game running away. And the Saints, they responded to their bad game against the Falcons. I think they want to steamroll teams. The Panthers, I think this is going to be the end. The Kyle Allen bubble has burst. I just think they're a team that's going to limp towards the end of the season. It's a weird situation with the owner making the comments this week. Nobody knows what the future of Ron Rivera is or that organization as a whole. And I think the Saints win this game by double digits. Easy. Alvin Kamara has a big day. And the other game with you, the Packers plus the 3 at the Niners. I think the Packers went outright. They no-showed their last trip out west when they played the Chargers. I don't think that happens again. The Niners are really banged up. I think this could be a rematch in the playoffs where maybe I would take the Niners then. But right now, because of the injuries and because the Packers just had rest, they're coming off the bye, I'm taking them. Game 4, I'm going against Harris. I wasn't sure which game to include, but I'll see if I can try to gain some ground.
There you go. I like that Broncos strategy. Good for you.
I like the Broncos plus 4. They've played a ton of close games. Their only blowout loss was that game the Thursday night against the Chiefs. That was the anomaly. I think they find a way to keep this close. Maybe they can steal a game. The Bills haven't beaten anybody. They've looked good. They've won games, but they haven't beaten a good team. Not that the Broncos are a good team, but I think they're a real tough matchup. They can run the ball. The Bills are weaker stopping the run than they are through the air. So maybe Brandon Allen isn't asked to do that much for the Broncos to stay in this game. And I'm hoping it's a field goal game either way. And game 5, this has worked in a way the last couple weeks. I'm taking the Raiders against the Jets minus the 3. But I will say this for the Jets. I have to see them do it against a real team, a good team. I don't think the Raiders are all that great, but they're a solid team. They are much better than the Giants, and they are much better than Washington. I know they're a West Coast team coming east. I know the Jets are at home, but this is a real test for the Jets. And until I see them prove themselves in a game like this, I'm going against them, so I'm taking the Raiders.
That seems to be the theory for Mike Fuegelman. When in doubt, fade the New York Jets. Didn't work last week, though.
Well,
we were dumb enough to take the Redskins.
Yeah, I'll be thrilled, though, if the Jets cover this time, too. Just don't cover and lose the game.
That's the worst-case scenario. Don't lose by 1. Don't lose by 2. I'm rolling with the Brownies laying 10.5. The Saints laying 9.5. The Eagles laying the point. Dallas plus the 6.5. And the Green Bay Packers plus the 3. Fleegs rolling with the Brownies. Rolling with the Saints. Rolling with the Packers. He's throwing in the Broncos plus the 4 and the Raiders minus the 3. And then last but not least, the 5-0, 34-21 Maestro. Giants plus the 6. Buffalo laying the 4. Tampa plus the 4. Detroit laying 3.5. And the Baltimore Ravens laying 3.5 as well.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.